Texte numéro 24. Can little actions bring big joy? Researchers find micro-acts can boost well-being. It's 8 a.m. and your inbox is filling up. You spot an email about a colleague's promotion. Do you scroll past or take a moment to give props? Or you're in line at the coffee shop where it's easy to tune everyone out. But today, you decide to pick up the tab for the person behind you. How might a little act like this influence your mood later today, tonight, or throughout this week? An analysis finds that people who commit daily micro-acts of joy experience about a 25% increase in emotional well-being over the course of a week. All of the recommended micro-acts have been linked to emotional well-being in prior published studies. Examples include making a gratitude list or journal, or engaging in acts of kindness, such as visiting a sick neighbour or doing a nice gesture for a friend or a stranger. Some micro-acts involve celebrating another person's joy, or engaging in self-reflection, meditation, or taking the time to identify the silver lining in a bad situation, known as positive reframing. Each day, people answer questions about what they did and how they felt afterwards. At the end of the week, they take another survey to gauge how their emotions and sense of well-being have changed. When people intentionally plan out a daily micro-act, it may help them feel as if they have a bit of control over their emotions, explains a professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco. So there's this feeling of agency, she says, and that could be one explanation for the improvements in well-being seen in the survey. For instance, participants were asked how much they agreed with the statement, "I have felt able to impact, influence, or play an active role in how happy I generally feel." The participants' level of agreement with this statement increased by about 27% over the course of the week. Since all participants chose to be part of the project, it's likely they were hoping for a benefit. But it's not clear if everyone, even people who don't believe small acts can be beneficial, would see the same results. The researchers plan to run some controlled studies and publish results in the future. At a time when global conflicts, political divide, and societal problems may seem insurmountable, some may question whether small acts of joy can help make a difference. The answer, the researchers say, stems from the ideas of the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who both spoke about how it's possible to feel joy even in the midst of suffering and to use that feeling to help do good. Adapted from NPR, November 2023.